Yevamos Perik Yud Gimel Mishnah Hey 13:5, and really a very similar mission to the previous, except in the previous mission we had essentially her doing miyun and getting a get from Mr. A, perhaps repeatedly. Now we're going to have that happening in a series from a number of different husbands. So the Mishnah says, Hamema'enes be'ish. First does miyun to Mr. A. V'nisses la'acher. Then she gets married to Mr. B. V'gersha. Mr. B gives her a get. And then la'acher, she gets married to Mr. C. U'me'ana. And she does miyun, getting rid of him. Again, she's a child the whole time. And then she's me'ana bo. She rejects that Mr. C guy. U'la'acher. Then she gets married to Mr. D, Vigersha, and Mr. D gives her a get. La'acher, then to Mr. E, Ome Anabo, and she rejects him again, good old fashioned miyun. Which means, Sacha Kol, in the end of the day, she did miyun three times to Mr. A, C, and E, and she got two getin from Mr. B and Mr. D. So the Mishnah says, now, can she go back to her previous husbands? The answer is, Kol she yatsa and then a baget. The ones who she got a get from, she's considered to be his divorcee, and therefore she can't, because that would be machzir grushasu for those men who gave her a get, and therefore asura lachzerlo. She could never go back to those guys. However, b'miyun, the guys who she did miyun with, therefore she rejected the mistress A, C, and E, but they were never married, muteras lachzerlo, she can go back to those three. Now, something's not adding up here. Because if you think about it, we said that the whole rationale in the previous Mishnah, why having a miyun after a get allows her to remarry that Mr. A, is because we say miyun is saying that her acts are acts of a minor, and they therefore not binding, therefore marriage isn't binding. And we say if the second marriage to Mr. A is not binding, because she's a child, this is the Maisa Katana, so for sure the first marriage happened earlier on in her life, didn't count as a marriage, and therefore the gets are shredded and meaningless. If that's the case, that same rationale should apply to our Mishnah. If the fifth guy who she was married to, she ended with miyun, we're saying she's a child, she can't do marriage. If that's the case, so then retroactively, we should say that the marriages to Mistress A, B, C, and D also were the act of a child and not binding, and it doesn't matter that Mr. B and D gave her a get. Those gets are meaningless, they're charade because she can't get married. So why is it that she can't marry Mr. B and D? Because she's considered, that's considered to be machzir grushaso with respect to those two guys. Doesn't add up. The Gemara asks this question. The Gemara says, you're right, it doesn't add up. There's actually a new Durabanan here. There's a Durabanan being added. We're afraid that, let's say, Mr. B, in our scenario here, who divorced her with a get, and then she went to marry Mr. C and D, Mr. B's going to get smart and say, listen, I can never marry that girl again because she's my grusha, but I want to marry her. So we're going to do a tricky ruse over here. Here's the plan. He's going to tell the girl, listen, you get married to Mr. E, and then you do miyun on him. And then your miyun will retroactively undo all of your previous gittin, including the get that you got from me. And then I'll be able to marry you. So since Chazal thought that was highly inappropriate, we don't want to have girls jumping from husband to husband, and that's not in the spirit of the law at all, therefore they said no. Rabbinically, we're saying once she does miyun to another man, she can't undo the get from the first man. It just won't work. Because of this additional rabbinic enactment to protect against this silly ruse, this kind of disgusting ruse that allows this girl to go marry back her ex-husbands, etc.